Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM Chicago Police Superintendent's been on the job for only a few weeks, but he's pivoting to many of the talking points used by his predecessors to explain the latest surge of violence in the city. 18 people in the city, including 3 children, were shot and killed in incidents from Friday evening to this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the story.
Chicago police continue to pick up older teens for selling drugs or using guns, but Superintendent David Brown says they aren't getting the proper punishment.
And many of them are murder for hire. To make a little bit more money to feed your family. We'll pay you a little extra to go over there and shoot this other gang. And then the retaliation starts. This is the complexity of Chicago's violence.
That complexity means young people are sometimes victims, sometimes perpetrators, Brown says. Chicago police blame gangs shooting at each other for the death of a 10-year-old girl in Logan Square Saturday. Superintendent Brown wants a criminal justice system that can address that nuance, not, he says, mass incarceration. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, at an unrelated event on the South Side today, Mayor Lightfoot told supporters that she'd convened a meeting last Friday with leaders, including Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and Cook County Chief Judge Timothy Evidence, to talk about stopping the violence in the city.
We talked about how we can do a better job of collaborating, and I'm committed to that, and I'm grateful for their partnership.
Separately, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle told her followers on Twitter that she was heartbroken at the recent violence, saying, in her words, enough is enough.
And just in depth to WBBM, we have new numbers suggesting Illinois' positivity rate for coronavirus has started to trend downward within the last 45 minutes. The Department of Public Health officials reported about 2¾ of a COVID-19 test done in the state over the last 7 days have come back positive. The state also reports 738 new cases of the virus today and 14 additional tests linked to the virus.
Organizers described the turnout today at a food giveaway in Aurora, hit hard by the economic shutdown, as a line with seemingly no end.
More than an hour into the food distribution here at Phillips Park, the line of cars snaked all the way through and out of the park. A small army of young volunteers loaded boxes and got residents on their way. Nicholas Thompson with the city was coordinating their efforts.
There's these kids from the city. There's different, you know, there's kids from the local Aurora school districts. There's kids from Boys to Men. There's just kids who are all around from the community that want to come out and help.
Fairwind Kimbrough was one of them. Why was she suffering through the heat?
For one, getting outside of the house. Quarantine's been a little bit hectic. But also, this is just amazing to do here. I mean, this is my first time doing this ever, but I love volunteering.
And her 3 sisters thought it would be fun to join her. In Aurora, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
For the first time in 91 years, Chicago's annual Bud Billiken Parade is canceled. And organizers say their fundraising for scholarships has fallen short.
The Billiken Parade and events surrounding that annual back-to-school event usually raise enough money for scholarships to help as many as a dozen young people. But not this year, says Maiti Singstack Rice, president and CEO of the Chicago Defenders Charities, producer of the Bud Billiken Parade.
We did have to come down on our scholarship. We did. We actually normally, like again, we usually give about 11 scholarships. It's down to 8.
Singstack Rice says the parade organizers also raise funds for the participants' dance studios and for school supplies. She says she's still hoping someone will step up and help boost fundraising so at least three more students will get college scholarships. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Naperville man is behind bars charged with a weekend home invasion. Naperville police say a woman in her home on Spring Avenue woke up early Sunday morning to find a man at the foot of her bed armed with a weapon. Police say Peter Perdusky was of Webster Street, ran away, but was captured a short distance later. According to police, Perdusky was able to enter the home through an unlocked door.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.